I am on a journey and I'm taking you all with me. We are on this journey following the Lord together. Welcome aboard. You are VIP guests on this show. My name is Red. I'll be your host this evening. Thank you for traveling with us here on the Red Blonde Fox Show.
Come on, give God some praise for doing a great work in us. God is not doing this yet. And so we thank God, and many people on Zoom, a lot of mothers are getting ready to celebrate Mother's Day already. Different ones are going out to eat. And I won't be long for you. I'll let you go where you can go. Go out and enjoy Mother's Day. But I want to leave you with one thought. As you go on today, Father's Day is next month. I want you to know, whatever offering you're getting together, whatever you're doing, you might as well start now, because it will take you from now until the next month to be a blessing to the Father. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all know I love y'all. I love having fun. Thank God again, especially for those on Zoom. I don't know if we ever had this many on Zoom before. I think we might have. But thank God it's a bunch of them on Zoom, and we appreciate it. We got nobody that we want to throw away or get rid of. Want to come on Zoom. Those on the podcast. But you in the house of the Lord today, we thank God for you. We don't shortcut God, even if it's a crowd or if it's two. We don't shortcut God. We give God our all. Amen. Pretty soon, y'all won't have to look at me with these teeth, but they're going to get ready to fix my mouth. So y'all just got a little while to be with me. They're going to fix my whole mouth because they took most of my teeth off for the kidney transplant. I don't know if y'all know they do that. They do that. They take most of them out just in case they don't want to get infected, because the kidney will reject. Actually, will reject you. Let us pray. Oh, God, we thank you. Coming to your house just one more time.
Yes.
God, we appreciate you. You've done so much for us. And we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Even our kids. You look out at our church. And we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Because our prayers avail as much.
Yes.
We thank you for honoring and hearing our prayer for our children and our family members. Now, God, we ask that you teach us how to bless you when we come into your house. This is your house. I don't know about you, but I was glad when you said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord, we're glad on today and we thankful on today. Open your ears, let everybody hear what the church is trying to say. Bless us. Bless every mother today to have a blessed day. Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I actually was pondering on this message. I had a message, as long as I've been in ministry, and my wife can vouch, I ain't never preached a Mother's Day message. I'm a preacher. I follow the leading of the Lord. I don't go like everybody else do. I'm not with the in crowd. Some of them preach Mother's Day every year. I'm not with the in crowd. I go as the Lord lead me.
Amen.
But I had a message for Mother's Day for the mothers. But as I began to go on this week, God began, this message just began to stick with me. And the message is, to God be the glory. So I was going on this week and it kept popping in my head. I was like, Lord, I've been working on this message for these mothers. And I was riding and I kept hearing. And I kept, so I said, well, you know, I kind of ignored it and got in the barbershop. Sitting in the chair, laying back, and my father giving me a shave, and said, to God be the glory. I said, I got it, Lord. I got it now. You ain't got to tell me no more. I got it now. This is the message he wanted me to preach. To God be the glory. Had it not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be?
Amen.
Let's look at Isaiah 42 and 8. I am the Lord. That is my name.
Yes.
My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to craven images.
Yes.
God don't want us to have nothing in front of you.
Right.
Now, here is where we're blessed, and some, a whole lot still out in the world who haven't understood the gospel, who don't believe in the gospel, haven't been actually being introduced to the gospel like we have. Everybody sitting up in here, God knew we would be here at this time.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
So, if God knows everything, He is everything. Can you just, don't touch them, look at them and say, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
I didn't hear y'all. To God be the glory.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. When we come into a man's house, when you come to somebody's house, you respect them and you honor them for coming into their house. Amen. I used to tell people when they would come in my house, especially young men, if you got a hat on, take off your hat because my house got a top on it.
That's right.
So when you come in, you honor, you respect this house.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So here we dealing with a message that God deserves the glory. Let's lift our hearts today. Not to people.
Amen.
Not to ourselves.
Amen.
But to God be the glory. Because if we're honest, there are some things only God could have done for us.
Amen.
Glory belongs to God alone.
Amen. Yes.
The word glory means honor, praise,
recognition,
credit. And the truth is, God refused to share His glory with anyone.
Amen.
The world still haven't embarked upon God be the glory. They out at baseball games by the thousands. They out at basketball games for the thousands. Now, I ain't saying some of them ain't saved, but some of them is. But for those who ain't and don't understand that God had blessed them to even go to the baseball game, even go to the basketball game. And let me say, to make you just remember, that God don't want nothing in front of Him. I don't care if you have a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a wife. I don't care. God don't want nobody in front of Him. So if you worship that person that you call yourself in love with, you better back up and think again. Because God said, look, I made her too. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Matter of fact, He let you know I made woman for man. But not to worship her, but to honor her and to love her as your wife. Amen. She is your helper. And that don't mean she stands in the background. That means she stands next to you as you go on in glory. Amen. Anybody got a praise in here today? Anybody got a praise? Glory be to God. So God refused to share His glory with anybody. Now, as I was growing up, I remember I didn't believe in God. So I did not know nothing about to God be the glory. So all the things I did, I look back on my life where He brought me from. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me. I remember when I was growing up and I'm coming from a home where I had a stepfather. And my stepfather married my mother. He knew she had seven kids. So why would you marry a woman that got seven kids and then you get drunk on a weekend? I got to lay in the room and listen to that. You say, your kids got to get out at 18. I said, I'll leave before I get 18. Thank you, Lord. And I left at 15. You got to tell me. I'm tired of hearing you getting drunk and coming in on Friday night talking about your kids. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me.
Hallelujah.
So left there and went out in the streets. Living with my sister at 15 out there. Ain't got no business out there the way I was. Smoking weed at 12. Here I am 15 now, messing around, trying to sell heroin. 15. Oh, God be the glory. Anybody got, y'all ain't got no glory today. Had not been for the Lord who were on our side, where would we be? God brought me out of there. Hallelujah. Left there, went into the Marine Corps, got to the Marine Corps, very talented. I was a talented young man. I was in the newspaper. I don't know if y'all don't know, but y'all know about the Milwaukee Courier that I was growing up. There was a black paper called the Milwaukee Courier. I was in there talking about how good I played ball. So here I am out on the West Coast now in the Marine Corps trying to hang with the Marines. Went there beating them in all the sports, and all of a sudden they start coming after me saying that N-word, we're going to get you. They start coming after me heavy because I was beating every one of them Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Right. I beat all the white boys. I beat them all in PT. Could nobody touch me. They were trying to find out where this end come from. Y'all don't hear me. So I got out of there, came out, wasn't the same no more. But had it not been for the Lord, I tell you who's on my side. My mother said, something wrong with you, brother. I said, what are you talking about, something wrong with me? She said, now you done came, you done jumped on your sister's boyfriend. I said, because he put his hand on her. He slapped her. You don't put his hands on my sister, God don't hear me. And we have one sister, and we didn't play, don't touch my sister. And I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. So here I am. Here come the police now, telling me, talking to me. You're well. You went over there, you jumped on this man. I'm listening to officers standing there. I said, you hit my sister. He said, I have a uniform. He said, how long are you going to be here? I said, well, I'm on a 10-day leave. He said, when you get to that 10 days, you better be gone out of Milwaukee.
Well, all right.
So I'm standing there looking at him. I said, well, ain't. He said, listen, the only reason he ain't pressing charges against you is because of your sister. I said, well, you tell him to keep his hands off my sister then. To make a long story short, I go back. Get back. And all they teach you in the Marine Corps, kill, kill, kill. They drilled that in me. They just kept drilling in my mind. So I came home again, Mama said, something wrong with you. So instead of going back, I ended up in Great Lakes at the Naval Hospital. That's where all Waukegan, that's where all the soldiers go for treatment. So I end up going there for treatment. Glory be to God. So I got in there and I'm watching everybody. I'm getting ready to move. And I'm watching they're giving all these men pills. And I noticed one thing about when they were giving them pills, they began to change. They were almost like zombies. So I'm sitting there watching them. And then I asked the nurse, nurse, come here. I said, what kind of medicine they got me down for? They said, if you get unruly, they got you down for Thorazine like the rest of them. I said, my man, well, he ain't got to worry about me getting unruly because I ain't even taking no Thorazine. So I sit there and I watched the other brother. I told one brother, I said, when they give it to you, put it on your tongue. I said, put it on your tongue. It makes you like a zombie. I don't even know you when you take that stuff. So he did what I asked him, but they still kept him on that. I stayed 30 days and got out. See, they thought they were slick. They gave me an honorable discharge when it should have been a medical discharge. Watch out what God gonna do. God will turn everything around. I don't care how long it's been, God will turn around and bless you. So I end up going out to the veterans for help. I end up fighting the guards. And the guards hit me in the head, busted my head. And they said I filed a claim and I never went back. I don't even remember that. But I remember getting hit in my head, but fighting them guards. I do remember. But I had a bad temper. And I had a bad attitude because that's all they taught me what to do. And I thought that's how I'd just jump on you just as quick as you look at me. But glory be to God. So I went on with my life. Now here I am out here smoking weed like cigarettes. Hey, listen, I want y'all to know I'm talking about me. He's talking about you. If you find yourself in an equation, just say, ouch. And I'm out here smoking weed, like just smoking and getting high. Here I am now, snorting cocaine, snorting heroin. Here I am now, going on, hooked on cocaine, just going on in life. But all of a sudden, as I was watching the dope man's door, glory be to God. And I'm watching his door. He said, Jeff, come watch my door, and I'll make sure I take care of you. And when we shut down, we just blow our, we blow our brains out with the cocaine. Y'all even know what that means.
All right.
That means he threw an ounce of dirt of cocaine on the table, and we smoked all night. But one night, he did it, and we began to smoke, and I looked at him, I began to, and he knew. He said, Jeff, don't do me like this. I stood up.
Yeah.
He knew it. I said, I'll never be back to this table again in my life.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
He said, Jeff, come on, man. I said, little Rob, gone. I said, I can't even get high no more. I said, been sitting and smoked all this cocaine. I'm not even high, man. I said, oh, what's wrong? I smoke weed. I'm not even high. I can't even get drunk. I can't do nothing. Something going on, man.
All right. God was calling me.
Left there.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know God was calling me because I was 8. I didn't believe in God. Back in the 70s, y'all know how it was. Come on, y'all. Diamond in the back, song on top, digging in the scene, but it ain't for me. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. God be the glory.
We know.
So here I am.
Yep, we know.
Running around here, not knowing what was going on with me. Man, couldn't get high. Couldn't do nothing. So all of a sudden, I checked in the drug program. I only stayed 2 weeks. You can go in for 2 weeks. I sent it to the hospital. And y'all know what is that on Temple State? I was born there too. Went back to where I was born.
All right now.
Stayed 2 weeks. Went in there, raising sand. And the man came in and said, oh, it's a new sheriff in town, huh? I was going off. He said, I'll tell you what. I'm going to leave out this room. When I come back, if you ain't gonna settle down, you can just go home. Right. You're wasting our time.
Okay.
And he left out of there. So I could say, to God be the glory.
Amen.
All right.
First time I got on my knees. And I said, if you be God, help me.
All right now.
Y'all ever heard about a dear John? Woman left me while I'm in the drug program. I don't know what happened. Didn't have no home to go back to. And I'm laying in the drug program. I said, you be God.
All right.
Help me.
Amen.
The man came back, took my clothes up. He said, oh, you decided to stay? I said, yes, sir. He said, you made the right choice. 2 weeks. Got out. Wasn't doing no drugs or nothing. See, I can say to God, so I got out, going to the drug program outside of there. You know, they had the meetings. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what they call them?
12 steps.
So I'm going, and everybody in the circle, and you get up. I get up, I say, my name is Jeffrey Cole, I'm a drug addict. Woo, that started getting old.
All right.
Because I started getting depressed.
Right.
Okay. So 6 months went by. I go back and the lady said, you can't come no more. I said, what do you mean I can't come no more? She said, because you don't really want to pass the program. You got your certificate. You got 6 months and nobody make it but you. I said, where am I going to go? She said, you can't come back here. So I was depressed. I was thinking about going to jump off that bridge over there on, I think it was 33rd Walnut, a train that used to go through there. And I want to jump off there. I saw that. I said, I'm going to go jump off that bridge. Depression will kill you. When people say depression, y'all better believe depression will take you out of here. I was thinking, I said, I'm going to go jump off that bridge. I'm going to end this thing. I can't take it. And then my friend said, come on, let's carpet down. Oh, my fiance went over there. We got to land the carpet. He said, I'm going to the store. So I'm sitting there waiting for him to come back. She was cooking fish. She came out of there. She looked at me. She said, are you all right? I said, no, I'm not all right. So I'm depressed. She said, can I pray for you? I said, yeah. This is the first time somebody prayed for me face to face. She started praying. She started speaking in tongues. I started backing up. I don't know about that.
Okay.
And she said, don't be scared. I went back up there. She prayed. And she said, God is calling.
All right now.
We're going to run it in a minute. He said, call me. So what are you calling me for? I don't know about no God. She said, listen, God is calling you.
Amen.
God got something for you to do.
All right now.
And she just the last word she said, seek and you'll find. Now right. The door will be open unto you. I went home. I was staying with a girl. We had 3 kids. I said, Sunday I'm going to church. I know this guy was at me. He kept my work with him. He was kept talking about the Lord. And I told him, he came to me one more time. I said, don't come bring this stuff to me no more about the Lord. I said, don't come no more. I said, when I get ready, I'll call you. He said, okay, he gave me his number. I said, but don't bring it no more. I said, because all these women up in here trying to get you, and you don't want to be bothered with them, and I'm trying to get them off. Y'all don't forgive me.
To God be the glory.
So I got to church for the first time in my life. Sitting there in church like y'all is in the back. as the man was going forth, something was up there. I couldn't see it, but I knew something was up there.
I said, what is that?
I couldn't see it, but I felt it move. I know something was up there, it was moving. And I knew the girl in front of me, she was hooked on cocaine like I was before, but I was off of it now 6 months. And she started jumping up, and something was on her. I looked up, I said, what's wrong with this girl? She smashed, smoked up with this girl. Look at her. She was shouting, praising God. I don't know what was wrong with that girl. I said, oh, my. Then I felt something come sit beside me.
All right, all right.
I got scared. All of a sudden, I heard another voice say, don't be scared.
All right, now.
I'm looking over here. I don't see nothing, but I know something just sitting by me.
Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God began to work on me from that day forward.
All right, now.
Make a long story short, I started going to church 6 months after I got saved. Right. I've been saved now for 41 years. Come on, give God the glory. God be the glory. Took me off of alcohol. Took me off of drugs. Laid his hands on me. Let me tell y'all something. When you give your life to the Lord, God is a deliverer. He'll deliver you from whatever it is. I didn't want no more. I don't want no more.
Hallelujah. Thank you for deliverance.
Anybody been bound? If you've been bound, you need to try to get free. Yeah. Because the Lord will set you free.
Yes,
you're able to hold your life.
Yes, he will deliver.
So the Bible, he said, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to you.
Right.
Nobody. Any, nobody, anybody, no, not another. There are blessings we enjoy. I'll be very close. There are victories we celebrate. There are doors that open. But hear me today. If God did it, God deserves the glory. Not luck, not talent, not your good looks. Not my good looks. Let me show how I look, y'all. Let me go on Facebook with these pictures.
All right now.
You look at me on Mother's Day. Sharp.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, I'm single and I'm ready to mingle.
Oh, no, no, no.
Look at here, y'all. Look at here. Y'all don't hear me. Not your good looks.
That's not it.
Not your connections, but God.
That's it right there.
We also want the credit. Now, notice when people, and I have to be honest, I know a lot of people, and I know a lot of preachers, and I remember they be saying, I want to go to the top. And where is the top?
Okay, you're not gonna
I just want to know, where is the top? See, you got to be careful in this even when you're preaching, because you think that you're preaching so good, and the folks telling you how good you are, you can get this thing mixed up. Oh, you preach to me. No, I ain't preach. The Lord preach. Don't come bring that to me. I hear you, but I'm not accepting that. I'm accepting one thing that I know, that I know, that I know, that I did not preach. The Lord always preach. Every sermon I preach, that's the Lord, and that's not me.
All right, you're true.
Don't get caught up in the so-called fame, because there's no fame in this. The only fame is with this is God looking down on you and blessing you and tell you, go ahead on, so somebody can get the gospel and be saved. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
We often want the credit. Don't get into my, no, we don't get no credit. Human nature wants applause. Don't get caught up in all the applause. The same people lift you up this week, next week they'll be tearing you down. You better pay attention to this gospel. They said, you did a good job. You really preached. You really made that happen. You're something else. But can I preach the truth today? Half the things we take credit for, we couldn't have done it without God. You didn't wake yourself up this morning. You didn't keep your own mind. You didn't protect yourself last night when you slept. The Bible says, Psalms 4 and 8, I would both lay me down in peace and sleep, for the thou, Lord, only making me the will of the Savior. Psalms 3 and 5 said, I laid me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. You don't even know when you fall asleep. All you know is you fall asleep. Then you wake up. That's God. That ain't you. Who told you you knew what time you were going to fall asleep? You just got to be tired. But you were gone. But did you wake up? God gave you a brand new day. Look back over your life. Everybody in here, look back over your life for a moment. Do you remember how God brought you out some things?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really remember?
Oh, yeah.
I remember God brought me out from cocaine. was smoking weed, and God brought me out for being whore smoke. Excuse me, y'all, but I'm speaking the truth. God picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. He said, now go ahead and run on. I believe I'll run on to see what the end is going to be. Somebody needs to look back just for a moment.
You're good.
Look where God brought you from.
I know.
You should have lost your mind.
I should have.
Anybody was almost feel like you was going to lose your mind?
Yeah.
Anybody in here that was depressed and didn't know which way to go? Anybody here didn't have no peace? But now you got the peace that surpasses all understanding. In him you live, you move, you have your being. That's God. But God, you should have given up. But God should have been destroyed. You should have been destroyed. But God, there were nights you cried. Anybody remember crying?
Yeah,
look at me, I'm a man. Yes, I cried in the midnight hour many times. Many times hurt. Wake up crying. There were seasons you didn't understand.
Right now.
Seasons you did not understand.
Hallelujah.
I didn't understand when I got the Marine Corps, how racist the Marine Corps were until I got in there. I didn't understand that. I didn't understand how they started coming at me because I started winning in V10 and beating all the white boys on base. I did not know they would come at me. I was shaking like this. I was 17 and a half. I was a young boy. This out there was coming at me. So I would go play ball. They'd be sitting in the car watching me. So he passed by me and said, Ian, we're going to get you.
Mm.
My mother knew something. They gave me honorable discharge. Should have been a medical.
Hallelujah.
I put in a claim that hit me in the head, got busted in my head because I was fighting the guard. I didn't know what was going on. I just knew something was wrong with me because they had did it. Mm-hmm. Anybody know about PTSD?
Yeah.
So time went on. Got saved. The Lord started blessing me. Kept going on. The Lord kept blessing me with jobs. Went through jobs and 20 years, MPS, school, security, and all of a sudden, I started breaking down, not going to just break it down crying. They couldn't figure out what went to the doctor. The doctor said, you got PTSD from the military. I said, what?
Okay.
So now here I am in a dilemma.
Okay.
Me and my wife got a house now. Couldn't pay it. Okay. They took me off my job. Took me off.
Mm-hmm.
They then told me to go down to the Social Security building. For what?
Wow.
Go back, you and your wife, father's lady. Because some have to sign a paper so your wife can reach your pension. Because you got a pension coming.
Amen.
And go down to the Social Security, but give me a letter. That's what I wanted. She said, go down there. Okay. I went down there, applied for disability. They turned me down.
Okay.
Twice.
Okay.
Watch this. Went back the third time. Sitting there talking to the man, telling him about the public school. He said, you probably got PTSD from breaking the ball and fighting with those kids. I wasn't going to say nothing else because I knew one thing. It came from somewhere, and I knew where it came from.
Wow.
And what I'm going to say is a man said, I know I worked in the school. See, that guy had already gave me favor with the man already.
Oh,
and here I am. Look, they're putting stuff on our door. Foreclosure. Every time there's a note on the door. Anybody know about foreclosure? Every day there's a note on the door. Every day there's a note on the door. I'm looking at my wife, I don't know what we're going to do, but every day there's a note on the door. They gave me my picture, was enough to pay my mortgage and keep off of your bed. I can remember.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
How the Lord, I reminded him. I said, Lord, you seen what happened back then when I was 17 and God, remember what they did to me, God, help me.
Yeah.
So I went and filed a claim.
All right.
With the veterans.
Okay.
They thought they had got away.
But God.
So here I am following
the plan. Hallelujah.
I was getting my 50 when you got $1,000 note was more than that. That gas and all that, y'all know what I'm talking about. Cars and all.
Amen.
Listen, they put notes on the door.
Yeah.
Foreclosure. I filed the claim. But this time I came to the church.
All right.
told all the people I know to pray. But let me show you what God did. I won the case, but they wouldn't go back until I'm 17 and a half, otherwise I've been definitely a big millionaire. They had stopped that. They stopped going all the way back. But it was February 2013 when I filed. Now here I am, past tense, up in the 20s. Got to 2007, 2008, 2000, got up there. But claims the opinion. Church praying. All of a sudden, here it comes. We're going to give you 70% of PTSD. Now, let me let you know that the public schools were slick. They got off an under because they blamed the military. The military blamed them, but somebody had to pay for it.
Amen.
So God blessed me. They ain't both in a pay. I started getting disability from them. They not sell me money. Because they only gave me 70%, but watch what God did.
All right. Hallelujah.
They gave me 70%. And I went on, but my lawyer said, nope, I'm not satisfied. I'm getting ready to come out of this.
All right.
I'm not satisfied. He said, we're going to file for the other 30 because you haven't worked none since you've been on. I said, no, I ain't worked nowhere. He said, no, I'm going to file this. So here I am asking God to remember what they've done to me. Y'all better know. Y'all need to tell God, God, remember the situation I went through. Y'all know what I'm. Come on. Y'all got to tell God, remind God of some of the things that you went through that was really deep and it hurt you. God ain't forgot about it, but you got to remind him. You ain't the only person God deal with. God deal with trillions. We'll remind him to come and look at your case. You got to know you're busy. But just stop by me, God. I know you're busy with all these folks. I just need you to remember the little old jail. Remember me. So all of a sudden,
hallelujah.
Here you come.
100%. All right, now
my God, we 700%. We lived in selling dope in front of my house. We heard up and got out of there and moved out to Brownlee. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for remembering me. Remembering what they've done to me. Remember, oh God, thank you. We selling dope in front of my house. I got to get out of here. And guess what, y'all? They had a foreclosure on the house. But guess what happened? God made them take back the foreclosure. Anybody got to give God the glory. The brothers had a foreclosure.
Thank you, Jesus.
There are seasons you didn't understand. There are times you didn't know how you were going to make it. Anybody remember? They didn't know how they was going to make it.
Yes,
anybody know? You remember how you was going to pay your rent?
Yes, Lord.
How you was going to pay the car?
Yes, Lord.
Anybody remember those days?
Yes.
Here you are. Still standing.
Hallelujah.
Still breathing.
Hallelujah.
Still blessed. Here's how to God be the glory. Come on, hear me. To God be the glory. You still here? God be the glory. He brought you in His grace. To God be the glory. He woke you up this morning. To God be the glory. Put food on your table. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
He even blessed you to get another car.
All right, all right.
And he'd do it quick and fast. Anybody got any glory? I'm gonna come out of here. Glory in the good. Glory when it's hard. Glory when it's easy. Give God the glory when things are going well. When things are going bad, give God the glory anyway. When the money is right, when the health is good, when prayers are answered quickly, but mature faith said, I'll give God the glory even when I didn't understand. Even when the doors closed in your face, I dare you to give God glory. Sister Dion,
I thank you, Lord.
God has done great things for you. The devil was trying to take your legs, and God stopped him from taking. God knew what he was doing. He turned around and still bless you. You got both your legs, you're still walking. See, God has a plan. He wants you to say, Lord, I thank you in the midst of my trouble. I was on dialysis and I blessed God. And I still said, God's going to give me a kidney. I kept saying, God gave me, I got the kidney right now. Hallelujah. Even when the prayers feel delayed, sometimes God will delay your prayer.
Yes, he will.
You know why?
Yes,
because God got a certain time that he gonna bless you. And sometimes, I told y'all before, you go get a new Cadillac, you ain't got no Cadillac money. You just sit down and wait till God move.
Hello?
You get too far over. Now he's even over your budget.
There you go.
I'm not going on my budget.
Hallelujah.
My car loan is $289. I don't need no new one. I'm good just like I am. The only way I get a new one is if that note goes straight the same. Otherwise, I don't need it. Ain't going on my budget. Hallelujah.
There you go.
Even when the prayers they delay, even when the storm is raging, because sometimes God gets more glory from what he keeps you than what he keeps you from. God's glory is your story. God is still writing your story. Every last one of us in here has a story. And God is writing our story as we live. See, some of us, they see the glory, but they don't know our story, where we went to get to where we at. Your testimony is not an accident. Your struggle is not wasted. Your survival is not random. God is writing a story where people will look at your life and say, only God could have done that. God gets the glory when you keep trusting the bar. Anybody been hurting and you still kept your glory? Huh? Anybody been hurt? I've been in dialysis, hurt, but I still gave God the glory. You keep praising while waiting. You keep believing while struggling. Let me warn you, lovely ones. Don't steal what belongs to God. When God blesses you, acknowledge him. When God opens doors, thank him. When God heals, praise him. When God restores, glorify him. Because pride says, look at what I did. But humility says, look what God has done for me. Everything we are is because of him. Your strength is God. Your wisdom is God. Your favor is God. Your opportunity is God. Your protection is God. We are all not self-made. We are kept by God.
Yes.
The greatest story that I'm coming out of here is salvation. Anybody got salvation in here? Let me hear you shout, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. For salvation, he saved us. God didn't just bless us materially. He saved us eternally. We're going on to live in eternity forever with God. He lifted us up from sin. He redeemed us. He paid a price. The blood. He shed his blood for us. He showed mercy. And for that alone, we cry. We should cry to God. So today, no matter what season you in, give God glory.
Hallelujah.
When life is good, give God glory. When life is hard, give God glory. When prayers are answered, give God glory. When you're still waiting for glory, when you're still waiting, give God glory. Because God is still God. God is still faithful. God is still worthy. God, we're thankful to you today. We thank God for you today. For every blessing we didn't deserve.
Hallelujah.
For every door you opened.
Hallelujah.
For every storm you carried us through.
Hallelujah.
Forgive us for the time we took your glory.
Yes.
Forgive us for the time we forgot your goodness. Today we declare, not us, not man, not the circumstances, but God be the glory.
God be the glory.
Can you say it one more time?
To God be the glory.
I didn't hear you.
To God be the glory.
To God be what?
The glory.
God is blessed. Come on, give God a hand for it. To God be the glory. Put food on our table. God be
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.